The man with the pure white mind is a perfect holy world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. Hear me, O lover of the merciful and compassionate. I say unto you that since the ranks of slavery are divine manifestations, then it is from the politeness, all adab, to see a slave only as the evidence of God. If you obey God, you will find through your obedience a contentment for your mind, a raising of your hopes, and an authority over your companions and family. Having all these qualities is evidence of the generosity of God. If you see an obedient person, you can see in him the virtue that lies within yourself, because he is the mirror for you. When he looks at you, he as well can see himself in you. If you see a sinful person who goes astray, try to free him of his pride by showing him the greatness of the Almighty and his majesty, the holiness and the peace. Despite his sinful ways, he expects to be forgiven and to have his faults concealed. He wants to be guided and helped by God despite his sinfulness. Then in the granting of these requests, we find evidence of the greatness of God, the beholder of the secrets, the wise, Al-Hakim, and the bestower, Al-Wahhab. There are plenty of signs that point to God, but the evildoer misses all the opportunities for contentment, authority, and hopefulness which were mentioned before. Thus it would be best for him to repent and change his state from evil to goodness. If you see an obedient person, thank God for providing you with the mirror through which you can correct any deficiencies in yourself. If you see a sinful person, thank God for your being on the straight path and try to help him onto the straight path too. If you see a sinful person, look upon his sins in a lighter way than on yours. If you are a sinful person, thank God for showing you the right way and change yourself toward the good. God is the giver and the taker, and he will put you in a station corresponding to your attitude toward him. If you are an obedient person, do not be proud of your obedience, because it is from God. Understand, beloved, that the ranks of slavery are the manifestations through which everyone can behold the reality of God. If you face any of these ranks appearing in any of these manifestations, know that you are facing God. You are the mirror in which these ranks reflect themselves, and through you as a reflection, all people can behold these ranks. As you are a slave, it is from the adab not to see another but as a slave in testimony of God. So see in him your God, even if he is not a slave. Understand, and be careful to not hide this knowledge from him, as your testimony of his slavery ensures your slavery. If all the qualities of slavery, the courtesy, al-adab, and good character are within you, it is only because of the presence of the reality of God, who is the basis of all these perfections. Thus you must always see the other slave as yourself. In this way you will behold God and his slaves. Therefore you are obliged by the adab of slavery to recognize any slave as the evidence of God. In brief, there is no divine witness, meaning a slave, but that his existence who gives evidence of the existence of God. Know, my beloved, that the slave who confesses his slavery upon the attainment, ad-adarak, of truth is one whose divinity is truly realized, and this slave beholds God in all his manifestations and sees that the signs of God are everywhere. The existence of every rank of slavery is a sign pointing to the existence of God. You who believe in slavery and desire it, look at your brothers with al-adab and you will see your God. They are the reflections through whom your God is revealed to you, and know that only through the slave can you see your God. So the rank of slavery is the highest rank, as the station of the slave is the highest station. My master, the messenger of God, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said, I was given the opportunity to choose to be a king messenger or a slave messenger, and I chose to be a slave messenger. Know, my beloved, that all slaves are equal in God's eyes, and when you accept that, you thereby understand the existence of God. Then you are the existence of God. When your qualities disappear in His, your deeds vanish in His. Your name merges with His name, and God manifests in you completely. Then you witness the whole truth, the brilliant lights and the great secrets of the divine manifestation that appear in you and for you. They appear within you because you are the slave who reflects what God is. They are the divine manifestations in the ranks of slavery. They are all manifestations that point to God. You have to testify that the appearance of this truth is from God to the slave and not the opposite way. Understand that slavery cannot exist in you without these qualities of God. And understand that slavery cannot exist in you unless you have these qualities of divinity, which are essential for slavery. And know that slavery is a characteristic of God. If the slave is God, wherever the slave is, God is. And wherever God is, the slave is as well. Let us go through the outward appearances and act righteously, being in the hands of God, and testify how He, praise be to the Most High, appears in everything in a divine way, giving unto each thing its own qualities, its own fragrance, its own adab, and its own divine revelation. God wants us to be filled with these graces, the whole truth, the brilliant lights, and the great secrets, and all our hearts to be filled with knowledge, thereby proving the presence of God. God wants everyone to have all these qualities and to possess the adab of slavery. As to the slave who receives the order and complies with it, comes to understand it, and then acts upon it and remains with it, for him the revelations of God in the ranks of slavery inspire perfect taste and perfect witnessing and perfect attainment. When you attain these three graces, know that all thanks are due to Him, for He is the praiseworthy. Let us obey the order of the divine revelation that God gave in manifestation, and let us possess the perfect adab that the ethics of slavery impose. Patience, poverty, humility, submission, and the confession of neediness and dependence. We have to persevere with calmness and labor and be steady in our walking, through our love and hope, our complete adab and our pure morals and all other duties of slavery. God wants us to take the true quality of every manifestation into ourselves, and by developing these qualities within ourselves, we fulfill God's purpose. Through this, we will realize all the goodness that the divine generosity bestowed on us, which is the light of God in His slave. Come, my slave, be certain of the reality of slavery and be alone in the supreme solitude of the presence of God. Come toward me, my slave, and acknowledge the reality as it is, and affirm that there is a grace bestowed in every divine slave due to the presence of God within us all. Know that in your obedience there is contentment for your mind, and because of this contentment you will praise the rules of obedience and their results, the mental tranquility and the witnessing of true reality. Be content with it, to please God through your obedience, and do not aim through your obedience at anything else but pleasing God Himself. But the man whose mental contentment comes from the image of holiness with which he tries to impress others, and from the pride he has in his obedience, rather than in pleasing God, would lose his obedience in his worship of God. He has to ask Him for forgiveness, because his contentment is not an honest one and his obedience is not true. So his mind, which understands the rules of obedience in this false way and directs itself toward the admiration and respect of others, is an incomplete mind. Those who possess this kind of obedience must return to the righteous way of virtuous men and get rid of their false obedience and their liking for mean and lowly things, by advancing themselves and making their obedience for God alone, and they must make it their sole purpose to please God. Beware of making your obedience barren, and beware of your desire to be a leader in your tribe and among your relatives and brothers, thus leading you astray from your pure morals. You have to know that your desire to be a leader, to show off and impress, and the desire towards this earth, Adunya, are all mischiefs, so run away from them unto God. But if God gives you permission for leadership by His order, then through your good and benefit will prevail among the people of the world and the special slaves of God. So watch God in your obedience and behavior and stick to His doings, then there is no straying and taking of wrong ways. If you see another person while you are worshiping God, look at him with favor for the following reasons. Because he is a slave, a witness in God's manifestation, and because he carries in his heart things which will strengthen you in your obedience and will raise your yearning, ahima, in slavery. If you see that he has a favor to bestow upon you, then witness the favor of God on you through him, since each slave has his own abilities and readiness. Maybe you will find in your obedience as a slave, through the greatness of the divine revelation, the divine sciences and supreme morals which will strengthen you, increase your ability and readiness, and widen your understanding. Perhaps you will meet another obedient person who has these divine sciences and morality due to the revelation which he grants unto all of us. In both cases, it is he who has bestowed favors upon you, for all good things come from the supreme good which is the reality of God. If you see a disobedient person while you are immersed in your obedience, and his disobedience makes you blame and object to him, then his sin becomes visible because of your hardness. But if you are ripe in your obedience and in the station where you are obliged to help others, you will adopt a better way, in which you will remain unchanged within, yet at the same time you will stop the sinner from sinning. Then you can erase the sin by your kind judgment and your high morals. Thus you prevent the sinner from performing the forbidden action by the help of your understanding, which comes from the reality of God, who removes whatever he wants, and God puts whatever he wants within you. Please understand. My beloved, understand that the sinner, by his sins, proves the greatness of the Almighty. He fell into sin and was called a sinner because he was distracted from the calling of his pure mind and therefore lost his way. So he could not discriminate, lost his balance, and fell into error. What made him stray from the calling of his pure mind is the existence of an invisible corruption which drove him to sin. But the one who is generous cannot be corrupted. This corruption which leads the mind to darkness and prevents it from being enlightened cannot touch him because he is under the protection of God. Know, my beloved, that the calls of the pure mind are the perfections, and the calls that prevent the light are the shortcomings which prevent him from following his pure mind. If any person stops following his pure mind, he will undoubtedly be distracted from his calls. Thus his feelings will darken and his ignorance will lead him astray, and he will perform bad deeds, for he is a person touched by the devil. Understand clearly that the way of the family of God is the way of the perfect mind in all its true conditions and behavior. In this way, there is no room for any foolish, mad, idiotic, incomplete, and ignorant person. Also, anyone who is of stupid and foolish nature, or who has lust in his mind, or who misjudges himself, or has a lot of false imagination, or who believes in magic and superstition, or considers himself a wizard, cannot travel in this way. The way of the family of God does not accept under any condition their vague and indefinite speech, which is empty of strength and ability. These people have no brightness or light. You can see many of these dark kinds of people speaking about spirituality with logic and eloquence. Also, the mental asylums have a lot of these kinds of people. As well as the asylums, there are the houses of magic and wizards and the house of false prophets. When you look deeply through their speech and weight, and weigh them by their actions, you will find that they have a perception which does not correspond to the correct and complete intelligence. Of the people to be considered in this category are those interested in the spiritual arts and powers and eloquent speech, but not in right action. You will see them imitate those in high stations and learn their wisdom by heart, so as to impose it on others, yet they do not follow it themselves. They only want to show that they are good and understand the whole truth in front of simple-minded people. In fact, the people who do this are the worst enemies of the truth and the Holy Book, because if they believed in them, they would follow them. So be careful, my beloved, of these people. Know that there is nothing beyond the pure mind except the straying from the right path and corruption. The sensible and steadfast man believes in the wisdom of the truth and is certain of it, takes it and follows it with pride. Know that what the family of God denies of the mind is the frozen, loathsome, and foolish mind and those who follow it. The family of God does not consider these people as reasonable people, but as people without mind, because the nature of the perfect mind is radiance, discrimination, alfik, good taste, and pure and innocent understanding. The pure mind also contains the brilliant lights, the perfect purity, and the true righteousness. It appears as the complete mind in the perfect man, as you see in the prophets, messengers, and saints. They are the perfect inheritors and the possessors of enlightened minds. In the way of the family of God, there are also the divinely attracted people, Aulia, who are attracted to God. Praise be to the Most High by His divine revelations and manifestations. This attraction will not affect the essence of their minds negatively, but rather will enlighten them and render them radiant, although their situation and condition differs from the life of the ignorant person in their worldly customs and behavior. But since when did the people of worldly customs and behavior have right minds? All people claim that they have right minds, and all claim that they are the most reasonable. Yet the wise man is the one who understands the truth as it is, its origin, its principle. And he is not like the one who understands it as a blind or a deaf person. In brief, the shortcomings in the incomplete person happen because he strays from the calls of the pure mind. And thus he is called a sinner, because he disobeys his pure mind by straying from it. If he stays with the calls of his pure mind, he will be obedient and find the right way. Nevertheless, you have to know the favor which this person bestows upon you, because he shows you through his disobedience the majesty of the original order by which he was created. Then the calls of darkness separated him from the calls of his pure mind, and he fell into sin. Thus you have to conclude the majesty of the mighty who ultimately defeats the sinner. But if he stays with his original and pure mind, he will be perfect. Because the sinner shows you the nature of sin and its causes, your yearning, Ahimsa, is strengthened, and you will not go astray like him. In case you go astray and you will be afraid of God and implore his help, having already seen the results of sin, so you will lessen your disobedience and return again to your real senses. Then look at the sinner, how he fell away through sin from the majesty of the holy peace. Then look at how he expects to be forgiven. This is the first step on the way of purity from the wickedness of sin. Look also at how he expects to be forgiven, because he is ready for it, and he did not realize the greatness of the forgiver who forgives him in the same way that he judges him. The forgiver does not give him refuge except after testing him through sin, in order to show both of you how to be in relation to God. This is evidence of the greatness of the veiler, the clement, the wise, and the forgiver. He conceals him, is merciful unto him, is clement with him, and protects him. He gives him wisdom to make him understand the truth of living in sin. Being in this place, he sees his sins and how the divine care did not leave him, and how his God guides him in obedience and disobedience. So understand that the real slave was favored, given mercy, and then witnessed the reality of God in all the difficulties that faced him. Know, my beloved, that the sinful slave misses the chances of contentment and of being a leader in his tribe, because the pleasure which comes through the sin is a temporary pleasure which will soon change into its opposite. Perhaps the sin which brings him to humility and submission is better than the obedience which brings him to glory and arrogance. Perhaps you were judged guilty and this was the last sin you committed, so you have to be thankful for the favor he bestowed upon you. If you are a sinful slave and you see an obedient slave, your first duty is to testify to the favor he bestows upon you, because he confronts you with obedience, making you remember God and obey him. Seeing the obedient slave while you are in sin makes you awake from sin. So look at him in the quality of obedience which God, the Almighty, gave him. This realization will give you hope in God to grant you the same qualities as he, and make you enter the high ranks, and give you whatever he gives him, because you both comply with the order of God. When you comply with this obedient person, you will be forgiven by God, and you will move to comply with the order of God. So this slave who is obedient has bestowed upon you a real favor. If you sin and you see a sinful person, thank him for the favor he bestows upon you. Because in this situation, you see quickly the sins of the other person and do not see your own. So seeing the sins of others is a mirror in which you see the reflection of your own sin. And by this, the sinner bestows upon you a favor, because he makes you return to the calls of the pure mind as the disadvantages of your sins appear in the mirror. God gives you shame in this way. Perhaps seeing yourself as a sinner pushes you to behave in the highest manner and with a supreme obedience. Maybe you also have your sinful brother. Maybe you also save your sinful brother because he bestows a favor upon you as he saved you before. First, he showed you yourself in his reflection, and second, you show him in the same way that he showed you. You erase the darkness from him so that he no longer turns back to the calls of darkness. Without his help, it is not possible for you to come out of your sin, because after that you falsely claim that you knew the value of God. If you are an honest man, you will not consider any person as lower than yourself. To resume, you have to glorify, my beloved, the holiness of God by following him through being one of his followers. You cannot glorify anything you do not see until you are a real slave, and therefore I testify that God exists in his followers. You glorify him through his followers, and it is your duty to see his holiness in his followers. Know that God, the generous and the truthful, puts you in the same rank in which you put him. Do you think that you are a small star, while the whole universe is contained within you? So understand, my beloved, my refuge, that God blesses you, who are protected by the everlasting, the eternal Creator, Allah.